Sacrifice, written by Hannah Vinter and read by Jessica Carroll. Lena kept her eyes closed as she felt the warm water relax her neck. Yet another victim. The intervals between the killer's attacks are getting shorter and shorter, she thought as she turned off the water. First there was a new victim every few weeks, then weekly. Now it's been barely 3 days since he last struck. With today's victim, that makes 12 women cruelly mutilated. She stepped out of the shower and dried herself quickly. What is he trying to tell us? She slipped on some clean knickers and a t-shirt and then pulled on her jeans. Is he just flexing his muscles? Or is he getting carried away? Lena looked at the confused-looking woman in the mirror and quickly combed back her wet hair. She picked up her mobile, which she'd left on the edge of the sink, and was just about to head back to the living room when she glanced at the screen. Confused, Lena stared at her phone for a moment before walking to the living room with the phone in her hand. You said you tried to ring me, she said. That's weird, because there are no missed calls.
It was just a test, said Drescher, his expression unchanged. I wanted to see how you'd react.
A test? Lena wondered what was coming next. Drescher cleared his throat.
We're dealing with a brutal case, the likes of which we've never seen, and exceptional cases require exceptional measures and exceptional qualifications, if you see what I mean.
What's your point? Lena asked skeptically as she sank into the leather chair opposite him.
There are certain people who think this series of murders might be too much for you to handle.
Lena felt her temples throb. But apparently you disagree, otherwise you wouldn't have brought me in. She noticed his glance down at her bare feet, then her flat chest and skinny shoulders. He then looked down at the glass of whiskey and touched the plaster on his nose.
You have an impressive academic background, Peters, and I don't just mean your outstanding marks in psychology and criminology, but above all your excellent research into criminal profiling.
Thanks. A smile came to Lena's lips and then quickly vanished. But you'd still rather your profiler was 6 foot and built like a boxer, she added, looking at his battered nose.
Your words, not mine.
Drescher cleared his throat and pushed his glasses up with his middle finger. Lena picked up her whiskey from the coffee table and held herself back from emptying it in one swig.
You yourself stated in an academic journal that good people are rare, and that it's as difficult to tell the competence of a team member from looking at them as it is to detect the motivation of a criminal.
The throbbing in her temples grew stronger as she felt a surge of rage come over her, and she felt angry with herself for letting him get to her. To calm herself down more than anything, she stroked the soft fur of her cat, who had just jumped up beside her and was making himself comfortable. Drescher cracked his knuckles and looked up from his glass.
This is Berlin, after all, not Fischbach, or whatever suburb it is you're from.
How incredibly astute. If I may remind you, the Red Light District murders, the dead children at the port, and the poisoner were not in Fischbach either.
But this is completely different terrain, he replied with a vehement shake of the head.
Lena held his piercing stare and wondered how she was supposed to convince him that she was right for the case. But did she even have to? After all, he was the one who had asked her to join the team, not the other way around. Lena washed away her irritation that he seemed to doubt her before she'd even started work with a decent swig of whiskey. Unexpectedly, she found herself smiling. He wants to put me to the test? Fine, let him. Lena gave the glass a shake and waited until she had his full attention. Then she closed her eyes and said, You're wearing a light blue cotton Ralph Lauren shirt with cuffed sleeves. It has 6 buttons, not including the one missing in the middle. In your right breast pocket is a charcoal grey Lamy pen, engraved with your name. It is slightly chewed at the end, perhaps because you're under pressure. You're not married, at least you haven't worn a wedding ring recently. There isn't the slight indentation you get over the years. Your Hugo Boss glasses have a small scratch at the front of the left arm, perhaps because you dropped them. You use Vetiver by Guerlain, although this morning you only sprayed it behind one ear, most likely because you were in a hurry. Lena kept her eyes closed. You value punctuality, and you're clearly always punctual yourself because, she said, tapping her wrist, your watch is 2 minutes fast. You wear classic leather shoes, with heels a good 4 centimetres, which suggests that...
Okay, Peters, that's enough,
Drescher interrupted.
Okay, You've won.
When she opened her eyes again, she saw his astonished expression.
I just wanted you to be warned, that's all, said Drescher.